Again, good morning. If you're interested in becoming a member of this fellowship, if you haven't and you've attended, it is not a painful process, is it? Okay, so you got to, it's not painful. And you're really committing as a bond to the fellowship to support the church and to help it grow and be part of the ministry. And if you already are, it only serves you right to be officially a member of the church. We're talking about today forgiveness. There are two ways to look at it. We can look at it in the general aspect of our life, but the other part is there is a different requirement when it becomes as a believer. A believer has a more the sense of a responsibility to live the life that Christ lived and demonstrate that with the power of the Holy Spirit, because if we try on our own, we're going to fail. And believe me, it's interesting. No matter what message I have to preach, something happens that goes with the message. And like yesterday, we had the funeral service, and I worked at that church for 8 years on the senior ministry side as pastor for Advent Square. So it's kind of neat to also hear some of the other things that Pastor Dingle did. But there was one individual that served on what we call the church council. My group had its own board. We had a great board. But then we had issues where we had to meet with like a church council board. I had one gentleman just made my life miserable. And it didn't matter. Who do I meet when I'm walking out of the church? That one individual. And the first thing that came to my mind was this passage. And what does forgiveness really mean? I have to kind of keep it simple for me. It means let it go. I wish I'd learned that a long time ago. I didn't have to learn it later in life. Just let it go. Some things that happen to us are unjust. Some things may be critical and they're true, but it hurts, doesn't it? If somebody points out a flaw or a mistake, it hurts. And then there are emotions that we all have and get worked up. And I'll tell you this too, ladies, men too have feelings, and some of our times our feelings can get hurt too. And sometimes it's difficult, isn't it? And if you're not a Christian, I don't know how you deal with it. And when that happens, we have a tendency, we would love this first part of this verse to go, wouldn't we? It says, you know, if your brother or sister sinned, go point it out. How many would like to do that? If we had a committee that said, appoint her outers, would we have people sign up right away? Because it's easy for us to find fault or criticize others and not look at ourselves. But really what it's trying to do is this is a fellowship. This is the body of Christ. We are believers, and it makes it not easy, it makes it harder, because we are supposed to all get along. Do you know that? When you walk through those doors, you're to feel the love of Christ. When you leave these doors, you should feel the what? Love of Christ. Good. We're consistent. It needs to be that way. And no matter what we face, no matter what we do, no matter how we minister together, there has to be the ability to sometimes let things go. If you ever serve on a board, and I don't know if anybody has, but if you serve on a board, one of the things that you learn legally as a board member is you may not be the person where you can just make sure things go your way. If the consensus is to go another way, as a board member, you are to leave your personal interest for the betterment of the group that you are supporting or managing or a board for. So if it's a board for the church, what you have to look at as a board member, not what is best for you and your comfort, But what is the best for the church and the fellowship of the church? And what is our goal and how do we grow? And we do that in unison. And if you didn't agree, you have to what? Let it go. Now the problem is when it comes personal, we have trouble letting it go, don't we? Even my father one time called me and told me, and he apologized for something. And I said, I let that go a long time ago. Some of us in our life have had a hard life. We didn't have the Rockwell setting. We might have had a difficulty with parents. We might have had a difficulty in the way we were treated as a child. Some of us may have been to the point where there may have been abuse in your life and those kind of things. But in your personal life, in your life as you move on, you have to find ways to let it go. It doesn't mean that you forget. Remember, forgiveness is the opportunity to not let it fester, to not create other problems, but it didn't say forget it. Now, God's mercy and grace, he gets to the point where it's not an issue. Your sins, whatever they might be, when you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as he died for your sins, he doesn't have to remember them anymore. He's forgiven you, and he looks at you as holy. God himself can only deal with holiness. Otherwise, he would have to reject us, and we wouldn't be able to go to heaven. Nobody would matter, make up the difference. Nobody could make it. But through his blood, he has washed us, what? White as snow. Get me, guys, we're going to have to take you and do crossword puzzles together. We could get them, right? As white as snow. And so that's a difference in regards to God. We have the tendency, because we have two parts of us. We have the natural flesh, and we have the spiritual side of us in Christ Jesus. The power in us is the power of the Holy Spirit. Our self wants to get even. Our self wants to see somebody else suffer. Well, at least mine does. I don't know about yours. But mine would love that. But in Christ Jesus, we don't want that. We want unity. We want to show the love of Christ. And sometimes we have to let it go, and we have to be the point where we put ourselves aside and move on. Not always an easy thing. Forgiveness, that part of the action of letting go. We broke down forgiveness in four R's. One is a responsibility. Accept what happens and show your compassion. Remorse, if it's your the part, show guilt and remorse as a great gateway for positive change. You know, I don't know how many had boys, but if you had boys, boys would get together, and it didn't matter how many. You could have 10, 15, you could have, and then some may get into a fight. And then after the fight, I don't know how it worked, but they end up being best friends in a lot of occasions. Anybody experience that in their homes or as a boy? And girls, we found out as we raised girls, you only want to invite one other girl. If you invited two girls with your girl might come and, oh, daddy, they won't play with me and making fun of me. And so we're trying to change the rule. You can have one, do something with one. I hope you don't do that as adults, right? Restoration. The whole part about forgiveness and the whole part of this passage was that your interest, your heart, was that you would have a strong relationship with each other. Ken, love you as a brother. I'm going to use you an example. But if you and I have a problem, we need to get it right. So hopefully we don't have none. I don't know of any. But we got to get right. To serve the Lord together, We have to make sure if he was offended by something I said, something I do, basically the scripture is saying, first, you keep it private. It's not for public show. You go to the person and you simply say, look, this is something that maybe I took it the wrong way, or I did take it the wrong way, or I was offended. Before you do it, pray about it, and do it in what? In love. Remember that? God so loved you. Love the other person. What is it that you want to gain? I want to gain my brother back. I want that relationship back. And as a Christian, we are required and expected to keep the harmony and the unity of the church that way. We can't do it as unbelievers. We don't have that ability and we don't think that way. But as this church or another believer in Christ, it is our responsibility to have the compassion and the love. And where do we get it from? In remembrance of how we came. It's the same way when we come to communion. In Corinthians, it says to do what? Examine yourself. Did you know that? Don't just come to church and come and say, oh, I'm going to take communion and the rest of the world is right. No, it gets pretty harsh. They come and says, look, you're coming, what are you coming for? And then examine yourself. If you have something wrong with you and God, what are you supposed to be doing? Get it right. If you know you're not doing what God wants and you know it's wrong, you can either choose. It's always a choice. You can continue to go on and do it, or you can confess it and restore your relationship between you and Holy God. But this passage gets to the point where now this goes a little farther. And it says, if you in the church have a problem with someone else in the church, before you come up, do what? Get it right. And first, don't make a spectacle out of it. It says do it in private, one-on-one. Now, we hope that the person or our relationship is restored. That's our goal, is restoration. But in churches, and maybe you've seen it here in the history, maybe not, maybe we'll have it, who knows. There could be somebody who does not want to repent. Your responsibility then, if you go to them one-on-one, then is to take somebody with you. Not as a spectacle, but as a witness. And say, look, we've tried, we know this is a problem between us, we're trying to get this right, or this is a problem between you and God and the church. We need to get this right. And then if it doesn't work, as a body of Christ, do you know that you direct the ministry of this church? Did you know that? You have leaders that are supposed to inform you, guide you, recommend things to you. But when you come and you have a church meeting, you as a group of believers, as members of this congregation, you are voting to approve or disapprove those actions. Did you know that? So when you take a church membership, it's important. It's not that I'm just here. Now I have a responsibility. My responsibility is to make sure that this lighthouse continues to shine for Christ. What are we going to do that it's going to reach and promote, one, the gospel, save people from their sins, light the way in Boynton Beach, light the way in other aspects that we can do. And in your life, you are part of that ministry as you're part of a member of a church. And so it's so important that if there is sin in the church, that it is dealt with love, privately, and if it came to the need, that you as a church would know what the godly thing to do is to do. And that's kind of why it gets to that point where he goes on. One of the greatest gifts that we can ever give to anyone else is forgiveness. Would you forgive me? And again, is that restoration. Ephesians 4:32 says, "And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, and if we forget why, even as Christ forgave you." Tender-hearted. Not about me anymore. It's about the resolution of where we want to be. I want to gain my brother. I want to gain my sister back. Tender-hearted. Not about me. Colossians 3:3. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. Is there anything in your life today or in the past that God didn't forgive you from? No. You know that. That's good. In the same way, even though it's difficult, we need to let things go. Now, that means we may not forget. If you were ill-treated, abused, or whatever it might mean, it doesn't mean you forget that. But don't let it take your life, make you to the point where you're frustrated, make it to the point where you have depression because of it, or you feel that you're not worth God's love because of what happened to you or the way that someone treated you. Find a way with the power of the Holy Spirit to let it go. I'll tell you what, folks, there is a freedom. When you have been to the point where you've been oppressed or unjustly treated, there's a part of it when someone else may not accept to work with you or to forgive you or to do things for you, to give it to God and release it and let it go. And all of a sudden you feel the stress gone. You start being able to feel free and not oppressed. You're able to do things that you wanted to do before because that doesn't matter anymore. I'm not saying it's instant. Maybe God could make it instant for you. But as you practice it, learn whatever it is today to let it go. Well, I'm not looking for people to come back, and sometimes, you know, we hope to restore that brother or sister. But events that have happened in your life, I'm not looking for them to simply say it was okay. But what I want you to do is free your mind, free your heart, free the burden, and let it go. One of the biggest things I think comes up is that we get anger, don't we? I want you to look, if you want to write it down, later on, look at Psalm chapter 41, verses 5 through 10. Psalm 41, verses 5 to 10. And see how the psalmist dealt with his issues regarding anger. Matthew 18:15 says, "Moreover, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his faults alone. If he hears you, you've gained a brother." I'm really telling you, folks, we want to keep our church happy, in love, excited, a good testimony. So make sure that we have that heart of forgiveness. You know, I looked at the things and I thought, well, what if we don't do that? What happens? You can read the Psalms and you'll see David, what happens and how it made his life a struggle. You can go to the book of Ruth and you can see Naomi. And she has a right to be upset, but she had to learn to let it go because she changed her name so she was known as bitter. You ever met a bitter person? And she had in earthly things, we say she had a right. Lost a husband, lost her sons, now stuck with two, daughter-in-laws. Folks, let it go. Heavenly Father, we thank you that forgiveness can set us free. Forgiveness can restore relationships. Forgiveness can remove stress and depression. Help us to let things that would burden us and cause us to stumble or to have anger, resentment, vanish by remember simply the love that you had for us and the forgiveness you have for us and what a relationship we can have with you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.